this, as anybody would totally understand, it's been a black hole of cancelled touring, festival, concerts, gigs, performances for working musicians in the UK since lockdown started almost a year ago. Incredibly difficult. The majority of our members are freelance, and a lot of the financial help, which was well-meaning by the government, has not reached, we believe, about a third of them who have not been supported, you know, by the SEISS facility. That's made life very difficult to start with. And of course, at the beginning of all this, people thought, well, we'll be back to normal in the summer, you know, we'll still be able to gig and tour. And of course, lockdown in one form or another has carried on and made life incredibly difficult for anybody working in events, whether that's, you know, the performers themselves or the supporting crew. And of course, the people like Excluding UK, We Are Events, as well as the trade bodies like the MU, have been raising just how difficult it is for anybody who works in live performance. This has coincided with obviously the Brexit situation. Now, if it hadn't been for COVID, there would, I think there'd be even more fuss about the fact that what is going to happen to musicians looking to tour in Europe, which is a major market for the British artists, going into 2021-22, etc. Until recently, you know, most of the markets, obviously Switzerland aside, you've got France, Germany, Spain, Italy, etc., all there. British musicians could go over there and work, and did, in a very simple fashion. Now, of course, what may happen is, you know, the reintroduction, if you like, of horrendous documentation, carnets, you know, anybody who's a professional travelling with equipment is going to find it incredibly difficult to go over borders. And of course, you go over one border, say to get to France, well, what happens when you want to go over to the next border? And if you're a largish act, say you're a small orchestra, the amount of paperwork required to go over a border with equipment, you know, it could be particularly not only costly, but actually put you off doing the tour altogether. And that's our concern, is that, you know, any of the bureaucracy that's going to come in, whether that's money or time, especially for smaller artists who haven't got a big team behind them, could put them off touring altogether. And of course, that's a very bad situation, especially for something that we're world class at. It's one of, you know, people look to Britain for music, they know we're world class at it. And, you know, those musicians are cultural ambassadors for the UK.
It's one of our major exports, isn't it?
It is. Well, absolutely. I mean, it's worth, I mean, this is estimated sort of £5.8 million to the economy, but it's broader than that. It's one of those things that, if ever since the Beatles and artists before that, you know, if you go and stand in a city somewhere around the world and say names of famous British people, after they've gone past the Queen and David Beckham, etc., it's not long before they mention a musician, and suddenly you suddenly realise how important they've been to the profile of the UK. And look, and tens of thousands of people visit the UK encouraged by their love of the music. And the places where that music has been made. People want to stand outside Abbey Road, or, you know, that kind of thing, or visit a gig in a major venue. And it's really important to the cultural life of the UK that we develop that, and continue to develop it. And so that, whether that's grassroots gigs, which of course are not happening at the moment, or whether that's major tours, you know, it's incredibly hard at the moment. And we don't want any bureaucracy put in place by the, you know, negotiations with the EU to prevent British artists being able to make a living and tour.
Importantly, you talked about the cultural benefits of British UK music and musicians. And what I recall over the years is how many non-English speaking people actually learn their English through British music.
Well, that's a very good point. I think, you know, absolutely. I mean, I know the Beatles used to make sort of German versions of She Loves You and things like that, but they weren't particularly successful, I don't think. People still, at the end of the day, return to the original source, if you like. And you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, that connection that people can feel with all the great artists that come out of this country, and of course, it's not just sort of rock and pop, or, you know, it's also folk, jazz, hip-hop, R&B, soul, grime. You know, they're looking to us to provide a cultural lift, especially at difficult times. You know, people turn to music. It's a great, you know, it's great for the soul, and it's one of those times when people are saying, one, not only am I loving the recorded music, it's given me some, you know, some comfort, but also they're realising the importance of going to events or going to concerts or theatre or tours and how wonderful those things are and how much they're missing them.
And the effect on mental health.
That's right. Yes, it's mental, physical, emotional, you know, not just for the audience, obviously for the artists as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that connection, you know, is very terribly important for, you know, well-being. And music is one of the wonders of humanity, you mm-hmm. know, being and life in general. Mm-hmm. And anything that stops it is to be fought hard against, hard and long.
Mm-hmm. So are we feeling that maybe 2021, at some point, we might be able to solve this crisis? Because it is a crisis. Or is it going to go on longer?
Well, who knows? I, you know, we're obviously here to represent the rights and interests of working musicians in this mm. country, and we've been doing so since 1893. So, you know, it's very difficult at the moment because a lot of people are sort of staring into an abyss of, you know, when are we going to come out of this? I mean, people are organising festivals, for example. If you're organising a major festival and it's in, say, July, there comes a point fairly soon when you're going to say, well, I can only put it on if I know it's going to go ahead. If, for example, I can't get insurance to cover a government cancellation. And, you know, that is starting to become a real concern because, of course, say, last March, we were thinking, oh, we'd all be back to normal in the summer, and here we are wondering about this summer.
Mm-hmm.
But it will return. People will return to music. There'll be a massive outpouring of how important it is to people. And, obviously, our concern is that the artists will still be there and ready, having not played for so long, because mm-hmm. it's a bit like sport. You sort of, you know, lose your match fitness, and that's going to take a little while to come back. But, you know, whether you're recording, broadcasting, you're orchestral, you're teaching, playing live, you know, writing, composing, you know, these are all wonderful things to do at any level. And let's hope we can return to our world-class delivery soon.
Just if anybody's listening and they're interested in maybe signing up to the Musicians Union, how can they do that?
Right, thank you. Yes, they can visit themu.org. It's very easy to find us online, Musicians Union. And if you haven't been a member before, it's possible to join for £1 at the moment for the first 6 months, or if you haven't been a member for the last 5 years, you can join for that unbelievably discounted figure, because obviously we're encouraging people to stay in membership or join us as much as they can to help them with their career.